I have one poem tonight. It's in four parts with a prelude. It's the sort of poem that Jimmy and I would sit down and talk over for quite a while in terms of the poetry and the social circumstances. The name is the Khaki Monster, khaki being the uniform. And the poem takes place in the 1980s when in South Africa there was the apartheid dictatorship that was killing black people. They put Nelson Mandela in jail, and when apartheid finally ended, he came out, and as you know, he was one of the greatest peace advocates, an eloquent individual in the century, and he was awarded the Nobel Prize. So it's that period of time that we're speaking about. Now, as a prelude, I have to tell you about the poem in a kind of a funny way for myself too. Here first is a paragraph, and then I wrote a letter and got a response, and I'll tell you about it as we go. The Khaki Monster speaks. In 1978, Dr. Ivan Toms, aged 25, served his compulsory two-year tour in the South African Defense Force. Subsequently, he served disadvantaged black people in Crossroads, Cape Town, as only one physician for 30,000 people. In 1987, he refused additional SAF deconscription, and on March 3, 1988, he was sentenced to 630 days imprisonment. In his words, "I refuse to serve in an army that defends apartheid rather than the whole nation of South Africa." Now, a few of us wrote letters to the Minister of Defense. I got a reply. I have to tell you before I read it, there is no mention of black people, and he basically turns individual interest or preoccupation or whatever have you out the window. It's a very, from my way of thinking, it's a very cowardly letter, couched in nice terms. Here it is. "Dear Dr. Hirsch, the state has the responsibility to defend and protect the lives and possessions of all its inhabitants, irrespective of their political or religious views. This burden cannot, under any circumstances, be subordinated to the subjective perception of ethical and moral views. The welfare of the majority must be given preference over the welfare of the individual. The role of the SA Defense Force in the townships is that of a peacekeeping force in which the conscript has every opportunity to promote peace, goodwill, and the welfare of those whom he purports to have deep friendships with." Deputy Minister of Defense. "The wind wakes the chickens, beheaded, running everywhere at once, fleeing the monster mover that comes to shift the earth, its corrugated shacks, junk with piles of broken flesh and courage, Soweto sliced into clotted cakes of shock. Fingers like the claws of chickens scrape themselves bare, scratching the ground. Black bodies scamper, flailing aimlessly here and there, gushing pain as they flee. Then the quiet, not a voice, not a word, until suddenly, from the muddy ground, death to the silence of the night, the Khaki Monster speaks. Two. In the evening shadow, she sits on her hands, on the muscles of her arms, and her babies, in that ditch, small and still. When she calls them, when she tells them to come home and eat their dinner and go to bed, they whisper, 'We are small and still.' Others whisper too. They speak slowly and softly, for they are also dead. Some shout that they live, but they are not correct. Their retching bodies burn to chark. They rot the headlines in the summer stench. 3. I think you have not known me well. My skin is black, my organs and my mind. And I stand here in your court knowing you will eat me. My travails have been for you the empty pages in a school of cynics and scones and tea of rustling lives that fall each night from the feet of your beds. I think I've told you with my body all the words you need to know. Soon each bullet from each rifle of each marksman will pierce my skin to shatter each its own special part of me. Dropping slowly through lethal space, I will lie in state, the soles of my feet towards Soweto, along the road amidst the noise and the wheezing old buses that have carried me back and forth through the hottest parts of the day. 4. A man is to be murdered, an innocent man sentenced to die by the neck. A baby suckles in the belly of his woman. I hear the cast iron wheels of the cart that rolls to the gibbet. I see the noose that sits on the sheen of his broad black shoulders, that circles his day, and the lever that will drop his shoes, his pants, his shirt, and the beating of his heart through a hole in a wooden floor with the sudden crick of his lifeless goodbye. I feel the chill that will sweep him away on its engine, that will speed him along to the land of psalms. In my womb, he was my grail. The hands of his hours will grasp Christ's blood, and I will go to the mountain and pray. Die in peace, my lovely one. Die in peace, my child. The sand man will smile upon your sorrow, and I will see you soon again. Don't applaud.